It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
You bet. Dad Joke Friday is back, and so is Greg Carlson. He joins us on the phone line this morning from Tracy. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Heath. Yes, happy Friday.
Yes, sir. Happy Dad Joke Friday. Happy summertime, it seems like, too. Man, it's quite nice out there, isn't it?
Yeah, quite nice, enjoyable. Whoever made up or brought these no-see-ums into our life, though, they can go fly a kite.
Yeah, I'm there with you on that one, for sure. Those little buggers are crazy. Well, let's kick it off with Dad Joke Friday. Why don't you give us the first go-around this morning?
All right, Heath, I got a life hack for you.
Oh, do you?
Did you know you can turn your ordinary sofa into a sofa bed?
I did not know that.
All you got to do is forget your wife's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it, all right. You've seen those little cans of pop everywhere lately, haven't you? Do you know where they make those?
No, I don't.
Right here in Minnesota.
Minnesota. Heath, what do you call a guy with no shins?
A guy with no shins? I'm not sure.
Tony.
Tony.
Think about it. Tony.
That makes sense. It does. Oh, let's see. Oh, this is like the ultimate dad joke for you. How many dads does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
Depends on how light it is.
Oh.
I can hear my kids' eye rolls from here on that one. That's like just the perfect dad joke.
Yep, that's for sure. Heath, I like to be kind of mysterious. You never know what I have up my sleeve.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, today, for example, it was a dryer sheet.
Oh, jeez. Well, I must be mysterious too, then. That happens to me all the time. Oh, boy. I've been feeding my cat one can of chicken every day, but it still seems hungry, Greg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start feeding him two cans.
Oh, you'd probably like that, two cans.
Poor bird. Poor bird.
Yeah. Well, I went to Midwest Supply the other day. They have a pretty good paint section. I was looking. Looking to get thinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No, dang it.
Thanks to Pat Kavanaugh for that one.
That's
thanks,
a good
Pat.
One. That's a good one. A buddy of mine got laid off, and he had to take a job making electrical components at a factory, Greg.
Okay.
He said he wasn't prepared to make a switch like that at his age.
electrical switch. I was texting with one of my buddies the other day. He was on a blind date. He was at a restaurant with a female boxer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he texted me that she's going for the ribs.
Oh, boy. hey, what's the most consensual state in the country?
Most consensual state? I don't know what.
Alaska.
Let's see. Last night I threw a ball for my dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a bit extravagant, I know, but it was his birthday, and he looked really good in a tuxedo.
That's quite the party for that pooch. Love it. Did you hear about the kangaroo who hopped into the bar?
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah, the bartender said, "Sorry, champ, we're not hiring a bouncer."
With the accent and everything. Oh, man. I got a message out there for, Apple and Samsung.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at no point will I ever need to text someone, "Hell yeah."
Yeah, right. Exactly. Auto-correct.
Aren't auto-correct? "Hell yeah." No way.
Why is 7 afraid of opposite day, Greg?
Seven always gets in these little binds. I don't know. Why is 7 afraid of opposite day?
Because 9, 8, 7.
9, 7, 8, 9, 9, 8, 7. Well, you know, cassette tapes, right? You're old enough. You remember those with me, right?
Yeah.
Well, they have an A side and a B side, right?
Right.
Well, it makes so much sense that their successor would be the CD.
Oh boy, that's true.
It is.
My buddy started dating a weather girl.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, he said it's nice to have a woman who's wrong most of the time.
Oh, weather jokes. Oh, well, the other day, Heath, I went out for a run, but I came back after 2 minutes because I forgot something.
Oh?
Yeah, I forgot I'm out of shape. I can't run for more than 2 minutes.
Dang it anyway. Oh, boy. Well, what's the first thing that married clown couples do after the birth of their son?
Married clown couples? Yeah. I don't know what.
They have him circus-sized.
Oh, boy. Start them when they're young.
I love that one.
Did you hear that? The band Oasis, they were in town here recently.
I didn't hear that.
Well, sorry, let me back up. They're going to be in town, and my friend asked me if I was going to get tickets to the Oasis concert.
Oh, yeah?
I said, maybe. Yeah, right.
Those are expensive, I tell you what. Oh, let's see here. What else did I have for you? Oh, this one's good. I finally passed my kidney stones, Greg.
Oh, good for you.
I can be feeling now the pain is gone. I had to find
the gold in my way. That's right. That could be a theme song for kidney stones.
It could be. That's like one of those kidney stone medicine commercials, isn't it? Yeah, I think so. That's a good one.
That's a $1 million idea there, Heath. Better get on that. Just got to get the copyright to that song. There you go. Oh man, this is a good one. This morning I was walking down the street on my way to work here, and I was hit by a violin, and then a clarinet, and then a French horn.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think it was an orchestrated attack.
It seems that way. Oh boy. Did you know that if you could turn over your canoe, you can actually wear it as a hat?
Oh, life hack. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's because it's capsized.
Oh, boy. I was at a costume party the other day, and in walked in this naked man, and he had a girl on his back.
Really?
Yeah, he proclaimed he was a turtle, so I asked him, "Who's on your back?" He said, "That's Michelle."
Michelle. Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's end it with this one then.
Okay.
What did Kermit say at Jim Henson's funeral?
Kermit the Frog. I don't know. What did he say?
Nothing. I read that one and I about peed my pants. That's a good one. There you go. Dad Joke Friday on the Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living.